Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 4 for Thursday, August the 4th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were moderately higher Thursday morning, enjoying widespread support. Canola was anywhere from 60 cents to $1.70 above unchanged, with the front month November contract checking in at $446.60 a ton. That's up 60 cents. The Chicago Board of Trade soy complex was higher, which benefited canola. As well, strong gains in Malaysian palm oil underpinned the market, along with smaller advances in European rapeseed futures. Rain across parts of Western Canada is starting to become a problem for some canola growing areas. Demand for oil seeds continues to stay strong, though. On the other side of the coin, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 3 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.58 a bushel. Strong demand for U.S. soybeans and a warmer weather forecast for the Midwest supported prices. Hot temperatures in the Midwest should cut into soybean yields a bit. According to the USDA, though, net sales for the week were 1.7 million tons, and that was at the high end of estimates. Speculative buying was a feature. However, what is expected to be a massive harvest is still keeping some pressure on prices. U.S. corn was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.32 a bushel. Weather conditions in the U.S. Midwest, the Mississippi Delta, and the U.S. Southern Plains were favorable for pollinating and filling corn, and that was bearish for the market. Expectations, though, that the Brazilian crop will be downgraded limited the losses. U.S. export sales came in at 331,000 tons for the week, and that was higher than expected. Weekly ethanol production was also quite healthy. Hot temperatures and a lack of rain are setting into the Black Sea region, and that was supportive for U.S. values. U.S. wheat was 3 cents lower, with the September contract checking in at $4.06 a bushel. Wheat followed corn lower. Export sales for wheat also came in lower than expected, and that was bearish. A type of illegal GMO wheat was found growing in Washington state, where it is actually unapproved for sale. Now, some say this could pose problems for international trade in the future. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August the 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.